This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Thousands of displaced Gazans started returning to their homes Friday while Israelis return to normal life as a ceasefire appears to be holding after 11 days of deadly fighting. But in Jerusalem, Israeli police cracked down on stone-throwing protesters at the Al-Aqsa Mosque 2 weeks after similar clashes sparked the conflict's worst escalation in years. Police say clashes also broke out in several other parts of the Israeli-occupied East Jerusalem and at the crossing point between Jerusalem and the West Bank. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel's bombing campaign of Palestinian armed groups had killed more than 200 terrorists in Gaza, including 25 senior commanders. He calls that an exceptional success. The enclave's Islamist rulers Hamas also claimed victory and thanked Iran for providing funds and weapons to Hamas. Fighting erupted on May 10th after weeks of tensions in Jerusalem. In total, Israeli airstrikes killed 248 people, including 66 children since May 10th, the health ministry says. Vast areas in Gaza have been flattened, and some 120,000 people have been displaced, according to Hamas authorities. Israeli medics say rockets claimed 12 lives in Israel and wounded some 357 people. U.S. President Joe Biden Friday pledged to help organize efforts to rebuild Gaza and said creating a Palestinian state alongside Israel is the only answer to the conflict. Biden also said he told the Israelis to stop intercommunal fighting in the flashpoint city of Jerusalem. However, he stressed there's no shift in his commitment to the security of Israel. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The IMF on Friday proposed a $50 billion plan to end the COVID-19 pandemic, aiming to expand global immunization drives, while vaccine firms Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson pledged to supply billions of doses to poorer nations by the end of next year. It comes as Spain said it would open its borders to all vaccinated travelers next month, offering hope Europe's tourism season will rebound after last year's battering. But in Latin America, the coronavirus continues to wreak havoc as the continent's death toll climbs toward the grim 1 million milestone. And the World Health Organization says the real number of dead from the pandemic could be 2 to 3 times higher than official statistics suggest. France's sports minister said on Friday French President Emmanuel Macron plans to attend the opening ceremony of the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games in July. Macron would be the first group of 7 nations leader to schedule their attendance at the Games, which had to be postponed by a year due to the coronavirus pandemic. France also hosts the next Summer Olympics in 2024 in Paris, and Macron's presence would be welcome support for the International Olympic Committee and local organizers. The Tokyo Games faces mounting opposition from the public, and in a Reuters poll released Friday, nearly 70% surveyed said they wanted a cancellation or further postponement. The IOC has tried to ease concerns, saying the games would be safe for participants and would not burden local health services. With just 9 weeks to go before the event, states of emergency have been imposed in much of Japan until the end of the month to counter a rise in infections that has caused a shortage of medical staff and hospital beds in some areas. Japan's vaccination program has also been particularly slow, with just 4% of the population inoculated, the lowest rate among G7 nations. And Ethiopia on Friday for the first time accused troops from neighboring Eritrea of killing 110 civilians in a massacre in the war-hit Tigray region. The Attorney General's office sharply contradicted law enforcement officials who claimed earlier this month that the great majority of those killed in the city of Aksum were fighters, not civilians. The killings in Aksum in late November represent one of the deadliest incidents of the 6-month-old war in Ethiopia's Tigray region. Eritrean troops who teamed up with the Ethiopian military have been implicated in multiple massacres and other atrocities during the Tigray conflict. The U.S. and EU have repeatedly called for the Eritreans to withdraw. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.